morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Monday, September 18th, 2017. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, well, fall weather is here. It's meteorological fall, even though astronomical fall is right behind us later in the week. We have a small craft advisory for winds in effect from this evening through tomorrow morning, and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect from this evening through tomorrow morning. So we've got that those two advisories that often go hand in hand, where the wind blows and whips up the waves, and pretty soon we've got that fall and winter weather pattern starting out there. Southwest winds today, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, getting up gusting to 20 in the afternoon. And wind waves will be from the southwest, 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, west swells, 6 feet high at 9 seconds, and a chance of thunderstorms and showers is in the forecast today. And today we'll hear more from my recent Coast Guard interview at Air Station Astoria at the Astoria Warrenton Airport. I'm going to be talking with a technician today about the repair of these helicopters that are used in rescues. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have four inbounders. We have six in the Astoria anchorage. Some are heading upriver, some are waiting, and three outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The first arrival in the river is a cruise ship today. She's the cruise ship Regatta. She's headed for the port of Astoria, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. Another repositioning cruise, a ship that is moving from having spent the summer in Alaska to the southern waters to perhaps spend her summer in Mexico or the Bahamas or somewhere warm. She'll arrive in Astoria around 8 a.m. and spend the day, probably leave, the one we had on Saturday left around 6 p.m. This particular ship is owned by SMS Cruise Lines. She has 678 passengers on board and is about 600 feet long. That is much more compact than the ship that was here on Saturday that was over 1,000 feet long and had a capacity of about 5,000 people on board. So half the population of Astoria could have been walking around town on Saturday. A little bit fewer people, but there will be visitors in town today on coming off that cruise ship to look around our town. Next inbound is the Ken Kahn. She is a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage for a little while. She's arriving around 1:30 p.m., but by 4 p.m. she will head upriver to Portland to pick up wheat, and she'll arrive there at about 10 p.m. The Asian Vision is arriving from Port Hueneme. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m., and she's headed for Portland, to the Port of Portland, arriving there about 11:30 p.m. The Atlantic Brave is arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama. Her cargo could be steel, big heavy rolls of steel, carefully secured inside the ship. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday. We could see her in Kalama by about 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. In the Astoria anchorage, the Ultra Vanskoy is headed for Portland to pick up potash at the Port of Portland, leaving around 9 a.m. She'll arrive in Portland around 3 p.m. The MP Ultramax 2 is headed from the anchorage to Kalama today. Her cargo could be corn, soy, or wheat, some kind of agricultural cargo. She'll be leaving around 2 p.m., maybe see her in Kalama by about 7 p.m. And the Amos Ace, the AM Bremen, and the Sari Inda are all awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. In our outbounders, we have the Pythagoras leaving Longview with petcoke on board around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Grand Race is leaving Portland with Hondas on board. She'll be departing around 1:30 and could pass Astoria outbound around 7:30 p.m. And the Cole Pearl is our final outbounder for the day so far, departing Longview with, I think, possibly more petcoke on board. She's leaving around 9:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 a.m. on Tuesday. And I say our last ship of the day so far is that the ship schedule is always evolving, and sometimes if you look at it later on, you'll see some ships have dropped out because they aren't leaving or they aren't arriving, and others will have just changed plans and come here sooner than we thought. Well, I was very fortunate last week to go over to Air Station Astoria at the Astoria Warrenton Airport, big Coast Guard presence there, and went inside a hangar and watched people repairing and maintaining the H-60 helicopters, which are used in rescue. It's a very important work. They maintain these helicopters very carefully. And an interesting note that I talked about last week with you is that the people who work on these helicopters are also the people who fly them. So there's a really there's a really great connection there between wanting the fixing them and wanting them to be very safe. And, of course, the Coast Guard has very high standards for everything that they do. But today we're going to hear, I was standing next to watching some people repair this and work on these two helicopters that were in this big hangar, and got to talk to a person who was helping work on them. His name is Stuart Esham. He's one of the Coast Guard folks there. We're going to hear from him right now.
My name is Stuart Esham. I'm an AMT 2, Petty Officer Second Class here at Sector Columbia River.
What's the working life of a helicopter like this? Like when it's new, how many years? Do you have any idea?
So the way it works with these specific airframes, a lot of them have been recycled in a way, that we buy a lot of them from the Navy. So this is essentially, maybe not this one specifically, but I can tell you that that aircraft, the 3-5 and the one outside, the 4-3, were once Navy Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what the military, or sorry, the Coast Guard would pay for them, but it's not the same price as a brand new H-60 from Sikorsky Aircraft. I think the numbers are something like $30 million for one from Sikorsky. And we save so much money because after 4 years roughly of flight time, these need to be fully restored. So they take them apart, everything, nut, bolt, wire is removed. The whole aircraft is sandblasted and repainted and everything is gone through. And that costs, I think, $3 to $4 million. So restored aircraft does the exact same job as, you know, we save a lot of money doing that. And the Coast Guard's the best at it because we're so strict with all our maintenance. But long story short, yeah, like 4 years is a good lifespan for the aircraft.
Really?
And
wow.
Then big things start to arise, like maybe not just engine changes, but big components start to become corroded and they'll fail.
Mm-hmm. And it's not worth replacing them.
It's just such an intense procedure to, say, rip apart half a helicopter to replace an aluminum beam that is almost the whole circumference of the airframe. So they just, you know, at that point, 3 or 4 years into its span, we ship them to Elizabeth City, North Carolina. That's where our big logistics department is for our Coast Guard Aviation. And they blow them apart completely and restore them, repaint them. Every speck of corrosion, every rivet is inspected. And then they put them back together with new, ready-for-issue parts, and they test fly them, and then they bring them back to us.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was Stuart Esham from the U.S. Coast Guard Station, Air Station Astoria there. Very impressive watching them work, and, you know, from what he said, you can rest assured that if a Coast Guard helicopter comes to rescue you, it's going to be in tip-top shape. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.